Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey there, everybody, and thank you for listening to Starring Elvis Presley Podcast. I'm Libby.
And I'm Sheena.
And today we're talking about Girls, Girls, Girls.
Woohoo! This is a fun one.
That's right. It's set in Hawaii. The second of Elvis's movies to be set in the island.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, and it's a great...
It is so pretty.
Yeah, it does a great job of showing off the beaches, the ocean, the mountains.
Yeah.
It's very cool. It came out in 1962. The cast, obviously we've got Elvis, who plays
Ross
Carpenter, and we've got two leading ladies, pretty much.
Yeah, that's where you get the whole
girls, yeah. Stella Stevens plays Robin Gantner, mm-hmm. who is a fellow nightclub singer.
Like Ross.
That's right, and Elvis kind of had played that before in King Creole.
Right, yeah, and I mean, Elvis, that's not his main job in this.
Right.
He's mostly sort of a fisherman and all that.
But he moonlights in a nightclub.
He happens to sing very well.
That's right, how convenient.
Yeah.
And then Laurel Goodwin plays Laurel Dodge.
Yes, which that's a great name change right there. I mean, you know, Laurel.
That's it, yeah. I thought it was Laura the whole movie until I looked it up. But no. But it's not. And she's spunky.
I like her.
She's
a really fun character. I thought she had really great charisma and a lot of really just good moments with Elvis's character Ross. Like, they
right.
just sort of, they bounce off each other really well. It's just fun to watch them. They had good chemistry,
a lot of good banter.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to Stella's character, Robin, she was a little, I hate to say, naggy.
She's a little cold.
Yeah.
But she's beautiful. I love her outfits and her makeup and her clothes and everything. Just, she looked so cool in this. But yeah, she's not quite as friendly.
Get the vibe that she and Ross, the character Ross, have had history.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like tired of the fisherman deal.
Right.
Sell the boat, get rid of it, move on.
Yeah, yeah. She's kind of over it.
Yeah, she's over it. But Laurel Dodge is spunky, like we said. She's got a ton of personality, and she kind of gives as much as she gets.
Right.
And we're skipping ahead. There are going to be spoilers in this podcast. The movie came out in 1962. So Ross, Elvis' character, really wants to find a way to buy this boat that he's been living on, that he and his father built together,
mm-hmm.
But his boss, who owns the boat, just sold it to somebody else, and he's not really working for this new boss.
Right.
And then Laurel, they fall in love, it's a whirlwind romance, and she calls her dad, and is like, yeah, I'm going to buy this boat for my new boyfriend.
Yeah.
Is that okay? And he's like, yeah, I'll put the money in your account. He just walks up and writes a $10,000 check and buys the boat for him.
Yeah, easy peasy.
Yeah, I love it, though.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah, makes me like her dad.
Right.
The character that you hear mumble through the other side of the payphone.
Right.
So there are a lot of, this is one of the best Elvis movies if you want to just sit down and do, it does have that rotation of kiss a girl, sing a song, throw a punch, but they're all so good. Yeah.
It's so fun. The songs are really, really good. Elvis looks great. The all of the musical numbers were just a delight. I thought,
yes.
I really had fun with them. So.
That's right. My favorite scene is them dancing in her apartment while it's falling apart.
You know, as someone who has had a lot of very loud neighbors, I feel like I could really actually relate to that scene because...
I thought you were going to say as someone who sets fire to their kitchen.
I've only done that maybe once.
Cute. She
it
tries
was really
to,
cute, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, all right, we are going to have a date. I want to cook for you. And as soon as he comes over, she pulls him in and says, do something. My kitchen's on fire. And so they kind of have, he cooks for her.
Right.
They have dinner. And then her apartment, her neighbors are fighting all around her, and eventually, you know, what else are you going to do if you have loud, noisy neighbors, but you're going to be loud and noisy and have a dance contest in your living room?
Yes, and so everyone...
So they contribute, and then the apartment basically falls apart.
It kind of does. It's really cute. It's a fun scene.
But it's so cute, because it is kind of a departure from what you normally see in Elvis movies, which is, like, what I would imagine is the pop dancing of the time. Like, it would just be what you would see at a live music festival or something. But in this, I know it's kind of, it's meant in jest, but Elvis and Laurel are dancing kind of ballroom style, like you mentioned before.
Yeah, it's a little more, it's choreographed for sure. It's not Elvis doing his just very natural stage movements, which he does a lot in this movie. It's
No complaints from us.
He performs so well in this movie. But yeah, that scene is definitely a little bit more choreographed and a little more ballroomy. I don't know what that's called, what they're specifically, what type of dance that is, but it's really cool, and and they do it very, very well.
Maybe you guys can tell us. Is it a waltz? Is it a? It's not a tango.
No, I think it's something Spanish, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, so. But it's cute and it works.
Yes, very much so. And but yeah, I really loved. I thought Elvis just looked really good on a boat.
That's right. You get a lot of Fisherman Elvis,
you
kinda
do.
Sailboat Elvis.
He looks really good in that little hat, and it's just, I just, every time he was on the water or dancing, I was like, I'm here for this. This is cool. Yes.
It works. It definitely works.
Definitely.
So we talked about how there's a kind of a small throwback to King Creole when Elvis plays a nightclub singer. When he's actually meeting Stella's character, Robin, in the nightclub for the first time, she calls him Sir Galahad.
Right, which is kind of fun, because we just watched King
Galahad. That's the last movie he was in, yes. Which was, called that because of Sir Galahad, the nickname. So, yeah, that kind of comes up every now and then, because she calls him that as a joke. But, I was jumping out of my seat, like, that's another reference, so I love that. And then when we're talking about Laurel Goodwin... You know, she's actually the last surviving cast member of Star Trek after the passing of Leonard Nimoy.
Okay, look at you. You stole my trivia right out from under me.
Yep. I had to mention the Star Trek trivia. There's a lot of Elvis Star Trek crossover, actually.
There actually is. Yeah, we should do a podcast on that once
we're
done with this.
We could do a whole podcast on that crossover.
It's very cool.
But that's right. She was in the Star Trek the television series and Star Trek the Cage.
Yeah.
And she also appeared in the Beverly Hillbillies.
Very cool.
Yeah.
She's a cool lady.
That's right.
So are we ready for trivia?
We're ready for your trivia now.
Awesome. All right. So, you know, obviously a couple of movies ahead of this was Blue Hawaii, which was a massive success.
Yes.
So this was Elvis's second of three movies filmed in Hawaii. And, you know, of course, Hawaii had gained statehood in 1959, so that's kind of cool.
Yes, very cool.
If you don't like the title Girls, 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 how about A Girl in Every Port, or Welcome Aboard, or Gumbo Yaya?
Gumbo Yaya. Yeah. Yikes. That's my response. Man.
You know, it kind of works to some degree.
I kind of like Welcome Aboard. I could go with that.
That's cute. That one's cute.
But I can see how Girls, Girls, Girls would be more attention-grabbing in the box office.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Elvis didn't love that he was going to have to sing a song about shrimp, Song of the Shrimp, in the soundtrack. So when Colonel Parker heard a song that had not been written for the movie called Return to Sender, he decided, you know, it had to be in the movie. So that's how we got Return to Sender.
Oh, I love it. Classic.
Very cool. One of the leading ladies, Stella Stevens, we mentioned her a minute ago, she was born Estelle Eggleston, which I would have maybe changed my name to Stella Stevens. That just sounds so movie star.
It does, yeah.
She was born in Mississippi. She moved to Memphis. She attended Memphis State University. And it's there that she became interested in modeling and acting. And that's how we get her, which is very cool because...
Yeah.
Memphis, hello.
Right.
I
see,
like that.
Even more Elvis crossover. That's so cool.
Very cool. His nemesis in Girls, Girls, Girls is played by Jeremy Slate, who also had a role in G.I. Blues.
Yes, that's what it was. Oh my gosh, y'all. We were trying to talk about what was the other crossover that happened, and I knew it was in that first nightclub scene. It was the guy that Elvis punches in G.I. Blues. He punches him in this, too.
That's got to be a fun job.
I know. I mean, Yeah.
Cool. Why not?
You're the guy that Elvis punches in at least two movies.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe we'll see him later on in another one.
Guess what? We don't. Sorry.
Oh, great.
I was mixing up with trivia.
That was misleading.
I'm so sorry. It's actually someone else. Robert Strauss.
Guess what?
Who played Sam, the owner of the Pirate's Den, will show up again in Frankie and Johnny. He plays Blackie in Frankie and Johnny, which we've not got to, but we will.
But we
soon.
Will.
Ken Young, the wise family patriarch, was played by Benson Fong. And you may know him as the role of Tommy Chan, son of Detective Charlie Chan, in the 1940s movie series.
Oh, wow. Very cool. I have to check that out, too.
Yeah. The three Ling children, who are adorable.
Oh, my gosh. So cute.
So cute. Our siblings, Jenny 2, Elizabeth 2, and Alexander 2. You'll see another of these siblings, Vicky, in It Happened at the World's Fair, which is our next movie.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
And, you know, when you're going to film a movie, you might want to take some friends with you. You might get a little lonely. Elvis did that. He brought along his pet chimp Scatter to Hollywood, and he was all often photographed on the set with Elvis. Scatter's antics in Hollywood got him into trouble, so, you know, he had to come back home to Memphis. Earlier, some Australian fans had sent a wallaby to Memphis. He gave it to the Memphis Zoo, and this happened again. So he had two wallabies, which is kind of cool.
Oh, my gosh.
And so both wallabies went to the Memphis Zoo.
Wow.
During filming, Elvis was very involved with karate practice in his hotel suite. And, of course, a lot of people know, you know, he went on to get his black belt.
That's
in
right.
Karate.
Yeah.
Breaking as many as 40 boards a night until Hal Wallace, the movie's producer, put a stop to it. He was scared Elvis was going to break his hand, which would stop production.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that Elvis broke his hand or finger filming Flaming Star. And that was written into the script. I think we said that on the podcast, didn't we? Am I making that up?
I've watched so many Elvis movies, I can't remember, Libby. I know he broke his finger playing football here at Graceland.
Yeah, well, so, maybe he just had a finger that always got broken. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure I remember that. Y'all correct us if we're wrong.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Elvis preferred to travel to Hawaii for location shooting by boat, so production schedule was pushed back to accommodate his travel. But there was a labor strike, so he had to fly instead. Thousands of fans mobbed him on arrival. He lost a ring, his hat, and other items when they mobbed him.
Oh, so my gosh.
That's a little scary.
Wow.
If you noticed in the movie, you see Bumblebee Seafood. We mentioned this, what a cute title that is. It was actually, those scenes were filmed at the Bumblebee Tuna Plant near Waikiki, which is very cool.
I get some Bumblebee tuna at Kroger all the time.
Well, there you go.
There it is. We just watched it.
Bumblebee Seafood. When production returned to Hollywood on weekends, Elvis and his friends continued to play football in a local park with other actors like, get this is so cool, Ricky Nelson, Pat Boone, Gary Crosby, Ty Harden, Robert Conrad. I mean, can you imagine
a
football game with
those
guys? That's really neat.
I know. Ricky Nelson is in the Icons exhibit, too.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Elvis's name and the film were used without authorization in a suntan lotion ad in the June issue of Ladies' Home Journal magazine. So, of course, Hal Wallace and the Colonel had that pulled.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And if you notice some people in the movie that you recognize, guess what? You're not just seeing things. you'll see members of Elvis's entourage. Red West played the bongos on Fishing Boat. Alan Vortis catches a fish while they're unloading the catch. Elvis's recording session drummer Hal Blaine is the drummer in the lounge band, while Elvis's stand-in Lance LaGault plays the bass.
Oh my gosh,
that is
really cool. Man, we had a ton of trivia for this
one. We did.
I'm just glad that you already knew the trivia I was trying to think of was the guy getting punched, y'all. I feel
and
so
I
vindicated.
It.
I feel
I
so
it.
Vindicated having
Until
remembered
I read
that.
My notes, I forgot. I'm so sorry, Libby.
Well, this was a really fun movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's so pretty. Elvis looks pretty in it, which I know is very shallow, but it's just such
That's
a fun
Elvis.
Movie. It's so fun. I just enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a really good one to watch with anyone. Especially, it's a good introduction to Elvis movie, too, I think.
I think so, too. And, you know, you see him right away. There's no, it's not like you have to wait to get to him. You know, like
And he starts singing, like,
right,
within
right
4
away.
Seconds.
Yeah, which is awesome. So, yeah, it's a really good movie.
Yeah. We mentioned that Ricky Nelson played in the park with Elvis during filming. So Ricky Nelson is on display in the Icons Museum, Icons exhibit over in Elvis Presley's Memphis, an artifact from his own exhibit. So you'll have to come and see what that is. And when you're here, you also have to check out Elvis the Entertainer Career Museum.
Right, right.
There's all sorts of scripts, costumes, everything you can imagine from Elvis's 31 feature film career in Hollywood.
Yeah, it's really cool. And if you were interested in who Elvis influenced career-wise, which is a lot of people, you need to check out Icons. It's a very cool, very unique exhibit here at Graceland.
That's right. One of my favorite things, not about this movie, but it's about Icons, is we've got Dwayne The Rock Johnson's jumpsuit that he wore on the Salute to the Troops. And I love it because I remember talking to the archives department and they had to use a buff mannequin for that. They couldn't use a regular Elvis-sized mannequin, normal human-sized mannequin. They had to order a buff one.
Yeah,
so make sure you check it out because it is distinguishable when you go in there.
Yeah.
The next movie we're going to talk about, we're going to watch soon next week, is It Happens at the World Fair.
Yeah, I'm very excited about
Elvis
that
one. Plays Mike Edwards.
Very cool.
So let us know what you think about that on social media, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Visit Graceland.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.